Hello, and welcome to episode 21 of Signifying Nothing. My name is Bill. opening segment had Rest in Pieces doing Toys R Us off of their My Rage LP. And then we had the Melvins covering The Way of the World by Flipper, which is from their Peel session from the early 90s. I recently heard that for the first time, and I was listening to it, and I was kind of zoning out on it, and suddenly this, you know, familiar bass line starts playing. I'm like, wait a minute, what is this? And I realized it was a Flipper cover, and I was like, wow, that's so cool. And you know, it was pretty cool that the Melvins covered that. And actually then my memory went jogging, and I realized that they actually used to cover that live at the time. And I believe they toured with Nirvana at one point, and they were doing it with Kurt at the end of the, like, the at the end of the night. Kurt would get up and do vocals, and the Melvins would play it, or some combination of the Melvins and Nirvana or whatever. As always, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. This week, our featured band is going to be Dead Guy, but we're going to play some stuff before that. Here is Scapegoat, Direct Control, and the H100s.
Face.
Alright, that set opened up with Scapegoat doing a song called Wrench off of their new record, which is on Painkiller Records. You should check that out. Then we had Direct Control with World War III. Next week's feature, by the way, is going to be on Direct Control. We're going to play a bunch of songs by them. And then we had the H100s with Ain't Too Young to Die. So, yeah, this week's feature, next week's is Direct Control, but this week's is Dead Guy. We're going to play some songs. Dead Guy, of course, is a band from New Jersey that featured Keith, who was in Rorschach and Bone of Contention, and Tim Singer, who did Boiling Point Fanzine and was in No Escape and Kiss Goodbye, amongst others. And he's got a new band called Family Man that we played a song from about, I don't know, about 6 months ago or so. And so let's play a couple songs. The first two we're going to play are Running With Scissors and Embryo. Running With Scissors is from one of their EPs and was actually the alternate name for Signifying Nothing. It came down to Signifying Nothing or Running With Scissors. And Signifying Nothing won out. And then we have Embryo, which is from their demo, which I believe is an unreleased song otherwise. I'm not really too sure if that demo circulated that much, so check out these two songs.
I'm not afraid to
The first half of our feature on Dead Guy featured Running With Scissors, which is on the Work Ethic EP, and Embryo, which is from their demo. The second half is going to feature Druid, which is on the White Meat EP, and Die With Your Mask On, which is on their LP on Victory Records, which is called Fixation on a Coworker. So let's play those two songs.
Yeah.
As I said before the set began, the second half of our feature on Dead Guy featured Druid and Die With Your Mask On. Both of them are great songs. I really like Dead Guy still. I've sort of become very bummed out on a lot of stuff from the 90s, but Dead Guy has been a band that really has stuck out as the years go by as being a really great band. At first, I didn't like them when I first heard them. I don't think I was really ready for them yet. But when Fixation on a Coworker came out, one of my friends listened to it quite a lot, and so I grew to like it, and then I really grew to like it once I heard the EPs. I think the EPs are better than the LP, and we won't even talk about that other LP that doesn't have Tim and Keith on it. That's not really Dead Guy. So, let's get to our next set. We have No Hope for the Kids, Jell Biafra and the Melvins, Crucifix, Tear It Up, and Razor Blades.
I'm
That set opened with No Hope for the Kids doing a song called Secret Police. Then we had Joe Biafra and the Melvins doing Yuppie Cadillac, a live version of Another Mouth to Feed by Crucifix, and then Tear It Up did Number One Wish, which is on one of the Suburban Voice CD compilations. And then we had Razor Blades with Plastic Messiah. We have some more time this week, so we're just going to keep playing some songs. Here is Think I Care, The Misfits, The Clan, Straight Ahead, and The Battalion of Saints.
Champagne and caviar, it's also a brunt. Have another cigarette, your tongue on my side.
Think I Care opened that segment with a song called Burn, which is on one of their 7-inches. You might also know that song from Mind Eraser covering it. Next up, we had the Misfits doing London Dungeon. I just didn't get enough of the Misfits when we had our feature on them, and actually, that version of London Dungeon that I played, which is from the unreleased 12 Hits from Hell record, is probably my favorite Misfits song. Next up, we had The Clan doing Cover Girls, then we had Straight Ahead doing Point of View, and Battalion of Saints doing Too Much Fun, which is, I think, my favorite Battalion of Saints song. Maybe I Want to Make You Scream is, but Too Much Fun is also up there. We have one news item for this week. I recently came across another really cool MP3 blog. It's called Good Bad Music for Bad Bad Times. I recently tape traded with, file traded with the person who does the blog. He recorded a Cro-Mag show that I have, and he didn't have a copy of it, so I sent that over to him. And you can check them out at goodbadmusic.blogspot.com. It's a really cool blog. A lot of good American and foreign hardcore posted, you know, like every other, you know, cool MP3 blog that's out there. You know, I mean, it's really cool. I think that there's a lot of really good stuff that I'm very interested in has been posted so far. And so you should check that out. Next up for this podcast is our records that we've reviewed lately. As always, you can read these reviews at sn.wpwen.com. And actually, if you look in the top right corner, you should check out our new review policy if you were thinking of sending something in. We're going to be changing the way that we review things, and it'll also change what gets played on here in the review section. I think that my decision to change this is for the better. For a variety of reasons I really don't want to get into on here. So, but anyway, you should check that out and check out these bands. Here is Pearls and Brass, Struggle for Pride, Breakfast, and Piss Christ. Our review set for this week featured Pearls and Brass, Struggle for Pride, Breakfast, and Piss Christ. That's going to wrap things up for this week. As always, Signifying Nothing is located at sn.wpwen.com, and the podcast you're listening to is located at radio.wpwen.com. Next week's feature is going to be on the band Direct Control. Here's a couple more songs to end things out. We got False Liberty, Neos, Floor Punch, Sick of It All, and Infest. Good night.
Legend, come and sit. Get a bit out of what it is. Get a bit 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 of what it